Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 31st edition. Hope you all had a great weekend, had some fun playing some DFS on the diamond and much, much more. We got 9 games for you on Monday to kick the week off in a big, big way. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. All the podcasts, all the written content will be tweeted out right there, so enjoy, have fun with that. Let's look at the totals on this 9-game slate. Brew Crew, Nationals 9. Orioles, Jays 9, Angels, Braves 10, Reds, Cubs 8, Guardians, Astros 9, Padres, Rockies 11.5, Red Sox, Mariners 8. Lots of high totals on this slate, and you'll find out because pitching is not good. Tyler Glass now 10-5 at the New York Yankees is the top priced pitcher on the slate. Very good option. Put up 24 or more points in 6 straight starts. He's been outstanding since coming off the IL, and it's been in the strikeout department. 7 or more Ks in 7 straight starts. He's got 8 or more in 4 of his last 5. He's been absolutely outstanding on the bump. When he gets a New York Yankees team, yes, Judge is back, so that is obviously a big help. But still, striking out 21% of the time in the month of July, hitting .224 with the .138 ISO. If you want to go Glass now, I'm all for it. The guy I'm paying up for, though, is Corbin Burnes at 10-2 at the Washington Nationals. Burnes, 6 innings, 2 runs, 6 Ks in his last time out. Prior to that, he had 10 and 13 Ks. Strikeouts have been 6 or more in 5 straight starts. 2 runs or less in 5 straight starts. Been pretty darn effective. Zero problem with Glass now. But you get Burnes in a matchup with Washington. Again, Washington doesn't strike out a ton is the bugaboo. 18.4% in the month of July. .255 average, .143 ISO. But I'll take the savings and Burnes matchup. But Glass now is just fine if you want to go that direction. The contrarian play up here is Andrew Abbott at $10,000. His price keeps coming up, and for good reason. 30 or more points in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's got the ceiling in him, 25 or more in 5 of his last 7. Very effective stuff there with Andrew Abbott. And he goes into Wrigley, low total going up there against Marcus Stroman. But it's a Cubs team that over the last month, 20.5% K rate versus lefties, .263 average, .175 ISO. I think most people go to Burnes. Most people go to Glass now. Abbott could get overlooked on this slate, and that becomes a very, very intriguing tournament play if you're going to pay all the way up at the top. Now, after that, it gets a little dicey. I will say Charlie Morton. I don't like paying $9,300 for Charlie Morton, but on this slate, he's viable. He got beat up by Boston his last time. He's given up 4 runs in each of his last 2 starts. Prior to that, he was just electric on the mound. Great stuff as usual. If he's right, he could bounce back $9,300. And the reason why I like him on this slate is, A, no one's going to play him at that. B, Angels are striking out 28% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting .234. They do have the .204 ISO. Their lineups can be a bit different. I don't know if Cronin, Grichuk will be in there since they just got traded on Sunday. If they're not, their lineups will be really different. But lots of swing and miss in this lineup. Plays right into Morton's strikeout upside. Just got to keep the ball in the park and limit the damage. So in tournaments, Morton at 93 is definitely on the board. Other than that, I am skipping most of this mid-tier here. I'm going straight to Nicholas Pivetta at $6,600. He's supposed to get the start, or at least they're saying start, actually, for Pivetta, which is weird because he's been so good out of the piggyback role after the opener. But Pivetta's been great since he's joined that piggyback role. It's been no earned runs since he started that in July 28th. It's been 2 earned runs or less in 6 piggyback outings. He's got 5 or more Ks in 5 of those 6 outings. Been very, very effective, $6,600. And more importantly, he's going up against the Seattle Mariners team, which we love to target right now. 27.3% K rate versus righties over the last month, .245 average, .200 ISO. So Pivetta at 66 is 100% on that radar as the value on the slate. Other than that, it's tough. Like Ryan Nelson at 62, you can make an argument for it just because the Giants' offense is so dreadful right now. Like last time out, minus 1.1 points. Before that, 23.4, 11.4, minus 10, 27.5, 26.8. He's got the ability to put up massive 20-point games at $6,200, which would be tremendous. Ryan Nelson always has also has the ability to just fall flat on his face and crush you. Now it's a Giants team, like I said, struggling offensively, 27.7% K rate over the last month versus righties, 213 average, 159 ISO. So if you want another punt, Ryan Nelson would be the dude after Nick Pivetta. So pitching for me, it's Glasnow, Burns up top. I prefer Burns over Glasnow, but it's pretty much like flip a coin. And then you got Abbott at 10K, Morton is super contrarian at 93, and then I dropped down to Pivetta and Ryan Nelson. So yeah, rough pitching on this slate, which means we have bats for days.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. to sign up for your trial today.
Speaking of bats on this 9-game Monday slate here, catcher's position, if you want to target Griffin Canning, which is totally fine, Sean Murphy's $5,600. But I will save a little bit of money. I'd rather go to like William Contreras versus Jake Irvin at 45. William's swinging it really, really well. So I'd like to go that direction. Yainar Diaz, I want a Houston stack. I think everybody wants a Houston stack as Thor returns to the mound. First start with the Cleveland Guardians. Yainar Diaz is $3,800 if he cracks the Houston lineup. Gary Sanchez double-donged on Sunday. Gets Austin Gomber and Coors now at $3,700. That's obviously extremely enticing. Patrick Bailey has cooled down at the plate, still playing great defensively, and he hits in the middle of the order when he does play for the Giants. So Pat Bailey at $3,500 versus Ryan Nelson is another for you. Luis Campusano, I've talked him up since he's come back up. I'm going to keep playing him. Now you get him in Coors at $3,100. That's a doozy there for Mr. Campusano. Toronto's a good-looking play here versus Kyle Gibson. Danny Jansen's 3K versus Gibson. And Alejandro Kirk's been swinging it well, too. He's $2,900 versus Gibson. So two nice kind of cheaper Toronto catching options for you. I am not a JP France fan, so Bo Naylor at $2,900 is another cheapie that I'd be looking to target on this slate. And then if Yainar Diaz is not in the lineup, Martin Maldonado at $2,500 versus Noah Syndergaard definitely is a punt if you need him. First base, you got Swolhe at 65. It's always in play. Olsen just continues to crush. He's 63 versus Canning. So those are awesome. If you want to save a little bit of money, though, Vladito's $5,300 versus Kyle Gibson. He'd be one to definitely circle. Josh Naylor at $4,300 versus JP France. I like that a lot. I think Tampa Bay could be a fun stack versus Domingo Herman because I just don't think Herman's that good. Luke Raley's $4,200 versus Herman. So that's another one you could look at. below 4K. You got Jose Abreu at 37 for Syndergaard. Carlos Santana is really liking his Milwaukee days, already homering with his early days with the Brew Crew. He's $3,600 versus Irvin. He's another one. Wilmer Flores is only $3,400 versus Ryan Nelson. That's some value for you. Brandon Belt was going good. He's kind of cooled off a bit. If he's back in the lineup, hitting towards the top of the lineup, he's a value of Toronto at $3,200. Just know it's been a slow going for Mr. Belt of late. Josh Bell, though, on the other hand, not slow going. He's 3K versus JP France. He'd be another cheapie to take a look at. And then other than that, like if you don't want to use Pivetta, Mike Ford as an Uber tournament punt at $2,400 is one angle you could go to. Second base, got Altuve at 56. Awesome play. Albies at 55, really good play as well. If you want to save cash, if you're not paying up top, which is totally cool, we get on to likes of Whit Merrifield at 45 versus Kyle Gibson. That'd be one to look at. Brandon Lau homered over the weekend. He's $4,300 versus Domingo Germán. Andres Jimenez, you guys know my love for him. He's $4,100 for JP France. I think that's a great price tag in that matchup. Going down to the low threes and into the twos now, it's rough. I was looking at some stuff earlier. There's not a ton of really strong value. First glance on the slate and second base does not have a ton. So you might be paying up at second base on this slate. Third base, Austin Riley at 6K continues to stay nuclear at a 463-foot home run on Sunday. Just ridiculous stuff there. So Riley at 6K is not too shabby. J-Ram for JP France at 58. I'm on board there. Machado and Coors at $5,600 is another one for you. But Bregman's 52 in one of the better matchups on the entire slate. Gunnar Henderson's $4,900 versus Chris Bassett. That's not too shabby either. You got Ryan McMahon and Coors versus Seth Lugo at 45. I think Lugo's good, but you get McMahon and Coors. So an option indeed. Isak Paredes is $3,800 if you want to go all in on Tampa Bay. You look that direction. Emmanuel Rivera is 3K versus Alex Cobb. He could be a tournament punt for you. Mastro Buoni of Chicago is $2,800 versus Abbott. But the one I like, if you're just going to look to punt, Monasterio of Milwaukee is $2,800. He's been at least accumulating points well enough at his value, at his price tag. So he'd be one of the fewer punts on this slate. Shortstop, you got Wander Franco. 57, that's really, really solid. Gunnar Henderson at 49 as well. You got Bogarts and Coors at 49. Willie Adames at 48. If you're stacking Milwaukee, he'll get overlooked because you got Bogarts right there. So that's where everyone will go. Jeremy Payne is $4,300 for Syndergaard. J.P. Crawford, if you're not using Pivetta, is 34. Crawford's hitting well over 300 in the month of July. So that's a really intriguing option as well. But other than that, ain't much down here. Another second base and shortstop. Not a ton of value on this slate. Outfield, though, you got Acuna at 66. Sure, dude's got 50 stolen bases already. It's insane. You got Ohtani, Tatis, and Coors at 64. These are all great, of course. Soto and Coors at 61. But you got Yordan at 59. Definitely there. Tucker at 57. So two really good Houston plays. You got Corbin Carroll sandwiched between them at 58. He'll get overlooked versus Cobb. So you got Alvarez, Carroll, and Tucker at 59, 58, and 57. All really, really nice plays. Christian Yelich went deep on Sundays, $5,300 versus Irvin. Keep rolling with Yelly. Going down below 5K now, you got like Grichik maybe makes his debut with Josh Lowe of Tampa Bay, $4,500. He had an RBI double on Sunday. Whit Merrifield at 45, we like as well. Anthony Santander at 44 versus Chris Bassett. Marcelo Zuna's unconscious. He's homered in three straight games. He's $4,400 versus Griffin Canning. If you want to go there, Atlanta, like I just don't cover all of Atlanta because they're all in play. It's just you keep playing Atlanta pretty much no matter who they're facing, you can play Atlanta. Luke Rayleigh's $4,200 versus Herman, mentioned him earlier. Stephen Kwan went deep on Sunday. He's $4,200 versus JP France. McCormick is $4,100 versus Syndergaard. That is a great price tag, in all honesty. I really like that one quite a bit. Eddie Rosario at 4K versus Canning. Below 4K now. Sal Frelick is $3,800 versus Jake Irvin, so he's one as well. You got Conforto at 37 versus Nelson. I'd rather have Frelick, but those are both kind of values on this slate. There's not a ton of really good values, I keep saying. That's just not there, especially like as you fall down here, like Will Benson against Stroman at 32, maybe. Like, I just don't love it. I love Benson in Great American, not so much on the road, but there is not much down here. Corey Jolks is in a slump, but he's 29 versus Syndergaard. If he's in the lineup, sure. Kevin Kiermaier at 26. If you really need a punt, you can go to Kevin Kiermaier. David Fry of Cleveland's 27. Don't love these like at first glance. It's just not a great value slate, which is very rare these days on the DFS streets. Recapping your pitching, Glasnow 10-5, Burns 10-2. You know my thoughts there. Flip a coin. I prefer Burns, but no problem with Glasnow. Your contrarian plays would be Abbott at 10,000, Morton at 93. I like them both. Just know a little more risky, but definitely could get some leverage in that one. And then I'm just punting Pavetta at 66 and Ryan Nelson at 62 if you're really feeling frisky. Stacking it up, Tampa Bay versus Herman, totally good. Milwaukee versus Jake Irvin, definitely there as well. The Toronto versus Kyle Gibson is in play. Baltimore's Bass is not bad. I like Toronto for sure. Atlanta's always in play. Houston versus Thor is my favorite stack. It'll be everybody's favorite stack. You got Great American Small, or you got Coors Field, I mean, in play. I prefer the San Diego side there. And then you got the D-backs Giants game where you might get a little bit of fun there. But mainly for me, it's Houston. I like Cleveland as a comeback there because J.P. France, a lot of pitches contact. So that could be a game stack, Houston-Cleveland. Like if we go back real quick here and look at the totals on that Houston-Cleveland game, it was total of 9. So I like a game stack. Everyone's going to be on Houston. I want to be on Houston. Bring it back with Cleveland, though. I think there's a lot to like there. Atlanta's in play, Toronto, Milwaukee, Tampa. But give me that Cleveland-Houston game stack and build up around that. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. Hope you guys have a great Monday. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, I'll be in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord as well. But for now, I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 31st edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.